الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of exercising sabr, the great importance and virtues of having sabr and patience. And we were reading the hadith where this person, Hur ibn Qais, Uyayna ibn Hisn, came visiting to Madinatul Munawwara, and he stayed by his nephew called Hur ibn Qais. Hur ibn Qais was a person who was in the council of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was a very righteous and pious person. His uncle asked him to take permission from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come to his gathering, and he wanted to say something. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu permitted him. When he came, then he said, "He, Ibn al-Khattab." He said, "Oh, Ibn Khattab, eh," like how we will say a word of disrespect. And he addressed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this way, "Fawallahi ma tu'tina al-jazar." He says, "Oh, you by Allah, you do not give us enough of our allowance." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man that from the government side he was giving allowance to the people for different aspects. People, whatever difficulty they were in, what their condition was, accordingly he gave them allowance. Like socialist governments give today, this foundation of this is in the life and in the governance of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But this person told that you do not give us enough. وَلَا تَحْكُمُ فِينَا بِالْعَدْلِ. And you do not rule between us with justice. In other words, he was laying very, very serious accusations against Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فَغَضِبَ عُمَر radiallahu anhu حَتَّى هَمَّ أَيُّوْقِعَ بِهِ. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became so angry with him, so much so that he thought of punishing him. As we will discuss inshallah a bit more in detail, but it is perfectly permissible that a person becomes angry at such a time. When a person accuses somebody of completely wrong things, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had introduced this great system, and he was giving allowance, and he ruled, his justice is known in the world, not only between Muslims, but between non-Muslims also. But when a person, something goes against him, then he likes to talk very, very insolently and very badly about that rule. So that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu rightly became angry on him and even wanted to punish him. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْحُرْ. Then Hur, the nephew of this person, and Hazrat Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was in the council of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said to him and reminded him, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, inna Allah ta'ala qala li nabiyihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allah ta'ala has instructed his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these words, "Khudil afwa," hold on to forgiveness, that is, be always ready to forgive. "Wa'amur bil urf," and command that which is right and correct. "Wa'arid anil jahileen," and turn away to ignore those people who are jahils, who are ignorant. Like this person here, Uyayna ibn Hisn. He was an ignorant person speaking insolently and disrespectfully to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And Hazrat Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu further said that this person here, my uncle, he's amongst the ignorant person, so just ignore him. وَاللَّهِ مَا جَاوَزَهَا عُمَرْ حِينَ تَلَاهَا radiallahu anhu. And then the narrator of the hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, "By Allah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not go one step ahead of this ayat." This was the great quality of the Sahaba generally, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu particularly, as it is said in front, وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. When the word of Allah was pronounced, he would stop there, make a dead stop there. They would accept the word of Allah completely. Not like us, unfortunately, we try and take out some loophole, find a leeway here, and try and make some excuse, etc. but they would, the word of Allah was the absolute word. And this is also one thing which the non-believers are making very great effort on the Muslims, that we must not accept the word of Allah as absolute. We must use our own thinking and intelligence also. And the difference between us and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that in front of the Quran, their intelligence was nothing whatsoever. They accepted the word of Allah immediately. So though Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so angry and wanted to punish him, but when he heard this ayat, then immediately he stopped and refrained. So may Allah bless us also with these qualities, to accept the law of Allah and not to try and find, sidetrack it and find some other excuse and come out with funny things in our deen, all that we are turning away from the word of Allah Ta'ala. So there are great lessons in here for us to learn. Inshallah, if Allah permits, gradually, one by one, we will try and discuss them. And may Allah make it that these qualities come into us, or at least the minimum, that we understand what is right and wrong. Otherwise today, the wrong we are regarding as right, and the right we are regarding as wrong. At least we can have the proper understanding, and how fortunate for that person who practices also upon it. Wa akhiru da'wana.